escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The dude who I hope is not driving while doing this, Lauren Cox, host of Locked On Bears. What's going on, Lauren? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, the car is safely parked and not in motion. So hopefully that keeps a good connection here. But thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. We'll get to the very weird SI on Badgers thing. I've never had a Badger/Bears guy before. So this is a first time for me, Lauren, from that perspective. But we talked about the Vikings earlier with Paul Farrington from the Paul Farrington Show on YouTube at 2:40. I want to get your thoughts on the Bears. I can't imagine Bears fans could be any happier than they were after what they saw in their last game against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that was a coming to fruition of what had been kind of a nervous training camp, where a lot of ups and downs from Caleb Williams on the offense, a lot to work through, and throwing a lot on his plate, and just feeling like, how well is this quarterback going to be able to pick it up? But I think we saw them sort of throw everything at him and then narrow it down for the actual game day experience. And then, when you go from having 100 things on your plate to 10, it's a lot easier to be really good at those fewer things.
Yeah, that obviously makes a lot of sense. The other thing they brought up in that broadcast was how much Ben Johnson really has been all over Caleb Williams as far as yelling and screaming and carrying on about, like you said, the little things, wanting him to be at 70% completion percentage or higher in each training camp practice. And the fact that they're keeping track of this throughout training camp, and he still hasn't gotten there to this point. And the fact that now he's starting to catch on and figure this out. If I'm a guy on the offensive side of the football for the Bears that was there last year, I'm thinking to myself, where was this last year trying to coach this kid up?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a strong contrast of coaching styles, right? Where last year was a little bit more I wouldn't say laissez-faire, but kind of just, trying to kind of hold everything together and just sort of get through the season. And now it's more like, hey, we've got some time and some patience here to say, let's really be sticklers about all the little things, knowing that we can afford for there to be some bumps along the way, right? There's not jobs on the line and people trying to secure their own future contract. It's like, let's build this out for the long term and not just say we got to maximize everything right now.
So I'm with Lauren Cox, Locked On Bears podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Cox, COX Sports 1. Lauren, let's talk more about this Bears offense. Loveland at tight end, obviously, is a guy that was drafted. And I know some Bears fans, and they all kind of shook their head like, we have a tight end in Cole Kmet. What are we doing now? But you could see a little bit in this last game what the plan is, and him and Kmet together could be a dangerous duo.
Yeah, I think for the Bears in the draft, it was about just who's the best player available. And I think at the 10th spot, it was one of two tight ends, either Colson Loveland or Tyler Warren. So either way, you were going to get stuck with another player at a position where you had a player you like, but why not add another weapon? Especially for Ben Johnson's offense, they want to put multiple tight ends on the field and run the ball behind them and then work play action off of that. And I think Ben Johnson sees Colson Loveland a little bit more in the Sam Laporta role with the Lions, whereas Kmet's not quite as dynamic of an athlete, but they feel like, wow, Kmet can also be a better blocker and a big-bodied inline tight end. And feel like you got a couple different threats that you can line up all over the offense and kind of give you that dual dynamic of blocking and pass catching that wide receivers just can't quite give you.
This wide receiver room for the Chicago Bears, You've got DJ Moore, obviously the older guy, but then you've got some young talent behind them that has the potential to really develop with Caleb Williams here over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I think this is all about that long-term vision that we were talking about, right? Not just building up for this season, but saying, hey, like, yes, we want to be better this year, but also we want to be planning this out for the next 3 to 4 years to really maximize all of Williams' rookie contract here while he's still affordable. But I think they're going to bring along Luther Burden a little bit more slowly, I think, because he missed a lot of the offseason with an injury that wasn't really ready to go until training camp. So it's been trying to kind of bring him up, and they've liked one of the veteran free agents they signed, Olamide Zaccheaus, has kind of quickly become one of Caleb Williams' best friends. So they've kind of approached this from a sense of like, let's just put all these weapons in here and we don't have to figure out necessarily who's going to play what just yet. We'll just enjoy the abundance and then over time figure out how to split up the targets properly.
You know, the other part about this is that Bears offensive line and how good of a job they're going to do. We saw Ben Johnson the other day say similar things to what the Packers have been saying, which is, yeah, nobody really has won the left tackle job yet. We're waiting to see somebody take the left tackle job. How comfortable do Bears fans feel right now about that position?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would say the comfort level is medium. It's tricky right now. So, I mean, the whole point of the offseason was to rebuild that offensive line and to, you know, really solidify the position to leave no question marks. So then you go to training camp and all of a sudden the question mark pops up at left tackle. And they think they're left waiting for Braxton Jones, their incumbent starter, to really get 100% healthy and recovered from offseason ankle surgery he had. He's kind of said he's not quite 100% yet, and he hasn't quite looked like fully himself, but they're trying to be as patient as they can while creating some competition at that position. So I think there's still an optimism that by week one, they'll feel a little bit more confident and settled, and that at least they feel like they have some backup plans that they saw compete throughout training camp.
Lauren Cox, host of Locked On Bears. Follow him on Twitter at CoxSports1. Joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Defensive side of the ball was probably more of a bright spot. Maybe the offensive side of the ball was at times last year. How are the feelings around that side of the ball coming into this year?
Yeah, that was a group that felt like it underachieved a little bit last year. So there was a feeling that in general, they could bounce back without having to make too many drastic changes. And so a lot of the hope is on the shoulders of defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, who was the head coach for the Saints and the Raiders before that. And there's a feeling like this scheme is going to be a lot more aggressive, which should fit better, at least with some of the pieces they have in the secondary. They're going to play more man coverage. They got cornerbacks who are long, physical, who maybe weren't quite perfect scheme fits for Matt Eberflus's softer zone defense of years past. So the feeling is like, yeah, they've got some question marks up front from a pass rush standpoint, but they think Allen can be a little bit more aggressive with blitzing and then man coverage in the back end to maybe give the pass rush a little bit more time to get home, and that formula can make up for whatever deficiencies they might still have.
One last one for you on the Bears. What are thoughts by Bears fans as far as how this season plays out. When we talked with Paul Farrington, the Paul Farrington Show earlier on YouTube, talking about the Vikings, he said he thinks right now the realistic expectation is maybe the Vikings contend for a wild card spot this year, and that's probably the ceiling for what the Vikings are going to be. How do you look at it for the Bears?
Yeah, that's a similar ceiling, right? I don't think I said, like, the expectations of they should make a wild card this year. But, right, like, most of the over-unders are set about 8.5 wins, which would put them right in the 500 that doesn't exist anymore. And to me, yeah, they're an 8 or 9 win team where, you know, on the TV graphics, they're going to be in the hunt all the way through the end of the season. And a week 18 against the Detroit Lions, maybe that's a win and you're in type game, or it's like you fall just short because of tiebreakers. And maybe even 9 wins is still third place in this NFC North. So I don't think playoffs are like the expectations, but it feels like a more realistic goal to aim for than it has been the last few seasons.
All right, one last one for you here on the Badgers, since you cover the Badgers for SI as well. Your thoughts on Edwards at quarterback, your thoughts on Grimes as the offensive coordinator, and what realistic expectations are for what this offense is going to look like?
Yeah, I think as long as he can stay healthy, Edwards should be one of the more consistent quarterbacks we've seen the last handful of seasons. Like, I'm not expecting him to be some, like, breakout star that takes them to the Rose Bowl like we've seen past breakout quarterbacks do. But I think there's a certain level of, like, maturity and understanding of just, like, getting back to taking care of the football, and I think making fewer mistakes than we've seen even underwhelming Wisconsin Badgers quarterbacks of the past do. I mean, I'm not expecting great things from Jeff Grimes given the track record, but I think they'll get back to running the football and playing some of these lower scoring, hard fought games, which when you have a schedule like this against, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, etc., maybe you're better off playing the time of possession a little bit and not letting those offenses have the ball very much and try and kind of slug them out to a 9-6 finish. I mean, I still don't think this team is going to be, pushing for anything major this season. I think a 500 finish for Luke Fickell this year would be a really big step forward given what's on the plate for them.
I'm anticipating 4 or 5 wins. Having said that, is this offensive line good enough to win Slugfest? Is this offensive line nasty enough to run the ball against Ohio State and Alabama and these teams?
I think when they're healthy, they can be. But right now, you know, Jake Renfro is sadly with an injury.
And he's always hurt. Renfro has been hurt almost every day he's been here since he got here from Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I'm not confident that the transfer left tackle, Davis Heinzen, is going to be anything super special. He was
wonderful.
Not phenomenal at Central Michigan, but he's their plan B also because they're starting left tackles out with a torn ACL. So I think when healthy, they can get the job done against the Big Ten teams that you should be able to beat, but there's going to be a noticeable talent gap between the Alabama defensive line and the Ohio State defensive line.
Can we just skip this year and get to 26? I'm just dreading watching the Badgers this year. There he is, Lauren Cox, host of Locked On Bears, covers the Badgers for SI as well. Follow him on Twitter at CoxSports1. I appreciate you coming on, Lauren. We'll have you on during the season.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. Anytime.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Lauren Cox, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.